One time, there came to the Baal Shem Tov a very well-dressed, rich-looking man, and he came into the room of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, usually, if a person has the schus to go to a tzaddik, they take two things. One of them is a tzettel, or a pidyon. It's a paper with their name on it, and they ask for some kind of a bracha. And also, it's a schus to give money to a tzaddik, because then he'll use the money for halakha things. And this gives a tremendous bracha to the person that gives the money to the tzaddik, that he should use their money for something halakh. This man came into the Baal Shem Tov, and he had a lot of money. He gave a big envelope of money to the Baal Shem Tov, but he did not have a tzettel. He did not have a paper. And the Baal Shem Tov is wondering, why doesn't the abbot settle for a bracha? So he asked the man, what is your name? My name is Avigdor. Don't you have it settle? No. Aren't you asking for a bracha for anything? No. Well, how is your family? How's your wife? Fine. How are your children? Good. How's business? Oh, I'm a very successful, rich businessman. Kinalach, what is already bothering you about the answers of this man at Avigdor? Is anything bothering you here?
Because he's not hearing when he's not saying Baruch Hashem.
He doesn't hear?
Baruch Hashem.
He doesn't hear the words Baruch Hashem? He only hears that this man says he is a very successful, rich businessman. And the Baal Shem Tov says, well, what do you do? And how did you be so successful? Oh, I have factories. I have fields. I have farms. I have forests. I have lakes full of fish. I have all kinds of different businesses. And I own stores. And I'm very good at making business deals and being able to buy something in one place for cheap and selling it in another place to make money on it and then buying something else that nobody knows how good it is, and then finally they find out how good it is and I'm the only one who has it. And the Baal Shem Tov looks at him very closely and he says to the man, from which town do you come? I come from the town of Brod. The Baal Shem Tov says to the man of Avigdor, would you please do me a favor? Can I ask you to do me a favor? I know you're very, very busy and you have a lot of things to do, but maybe when you go back to Brod, you could deliver a letter to somebody in Brod in your town where you live. Do you think you could find the time to do that for me? And the man said, oh, sure, I'll do it. Now, of course, when you do something or you tell somebody you're going to do something, you have to say, Li Neder or Be'ezus Hashem. He just said, yeah, you know, I'll do it. And the Baal Shem Tov says, thank you. Just wait, please, 1 minute. I'm going to write the letter right now. The Baal Shem Tov took out a paper. He took out a pen, a feather, and ink in those days. He wrote something down. Then he took an envelope and he wrote a name on the envelope and he folded the letter and he put it in the envelope. He sealed it and he gave it now to Avigdor. And Avigdor put the letter in his pocket. And now he says goodbye to the Baal Shem Tov. And now he goes back to Brod, where he lives. And he goes in his house, and right away he thinks to himself, he goes in his house, he says hello to his wife and kiddies, and then right away he thinks to himself, oi, I have to run to the business, and I have to do this, and I have to do that, and he had a very important meeting, and he had to change his clothes to put on even more important clothes and fancier schmancier clothes. And he goes to the closet, and he had a big closet full of all kinds of suits and all kinds of clothes. He took off the jacket that he was wearing. He took off the jacket that he was wearing, and he put it on a hanger in his closet with the letter in the pocket. Remember the letter? Who remembers the letter? Well, you remember the letter. Unfortunately, somebody did not remember the letter. You know who did not remember the letter?
Avigdor
forgot all about the letter. He left it in his pocket, and for whatever reason, he did not put back on that jacket. And he forgot the letter for a day, and for a week, and for a month, for a few months, for a year, until, kinalach, he forgot the letter for 16 years. 16 years, Avigdor forgot about the letter of the Baal Shem Tov. Now, kinalach, a lot of things can happen over 16 years. A lot of things can happen even in one day. But over 16 years, a lot of different things happen. During those 16 years, first of all, the Baal Shem Tov passed away. And second of all, Avigdor was no longer a rich man. In fact, he was becoming a beggar. Over that time, he had very not good mazel, and different things started to happen. All of a sudden, one day somebody comes running into his office. Avigdor, a terrible forest fire. One of your forests burned up and you've lost all your trees. Oh. And another day somebody comes in. Avigdor, there's been another terrible fire in one of your factories and the whole thing burned down. Oh. And another day, Avigdor, there's been a terrible robbery in one of your big stores full of things, and all the things were stolen. Oh. And sure enough, one by one, his businesses went down. He lost money, and he had to pay big bills, and he didn't have the money for that, so he had to sell things. And over the years, he had sold everything that he had, and it was time that he even had to sell his house. And he had even no place to go. He was going to wander around in the street. And now he went to get his last jacket so he will not be cold when he goes in the street. Because he even sold his clothes to get money just to eat, just to buy a potato. He had to have money for bread. And now he goes into his closet and he's crying and he says, now I'm going to get my last piece of clothing. So when I go on the street, I won't be cold, and I have to leave my house and go out on the street. And he looks into his big closet. Everything was gone. Isn't there anything for me to wear when I go out on the street? And all the way in the end of the closet, hanging on a hanger, you know what he saw? A jacket. Oh, look! One more jacket left. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Look what he's learned to say over the years, Kedalach. He said, Baruch Hashem. Oh, thank Hashem, I have one more jacket to put on so I won't be cold in the street. Now right here, Kedalach, we're going to say something. Hashem is always testing a person. It says in the Torah, we come down into the world to be tested, to see if we'll follow Hashem and do what he says and do what he wants, or chas shalom not. And there are two big tests. One of them, chas v'shalom, is to be poor. It's a very difficult thing for a person to be poor. But you know what even a more difficult thing to be is? To be rich, to remember Hashem, and to do what Hashem wants when a person is rich. Because sometimes they can say, oh, I have everything, I have money, and I'm smart, and I'm successful, and I have a beautiful home. And they forget about Hashem. So over the years, he went from the test of riches and now into the test of being poor. But you see, at least he's remembering Hashem. And he goes into his closet, the big closet. Now it was empty because he sold all of his clothes just to get food. And now he was going to go out on this street, and it was cold. And he says, maybe I have one last jacket to keep me cold, to keep me warm when I go out in the street. I'm just going to be so cold living in the street. And he goes into his closet. He says, oh, is that a jacket hanging all the way in the end of the closet? Is it an old jacket that maybe I forgot about? And he goes into the closet and he sees, oh, look, it's a jacket. I remember wearing this jacket a long time ago. And he puts it on. And as he's going out in the street, he feels in the pocket something. Hey, what's in the pocket? There's something here in the pocket. And he pulls out this crinkly, yellow, old paper thing. What's this? What is this? Looks like a letter. It's very old. All of a sudden, he remembers for the first time in 16 years. I forgot all about this. Now I remember 16 years ago, the Baal Shem Tov gave me this letter to give to the person whose name is written on this letter. I forgot all about this letter. I didn't do what the Baal Shem Tov had asked me to do. Oy vey. Oy. A tzaddik, a helik tzaddik, told me to do something just to deliver a letter, and I forgot all about it. And since then, the Baal Shem Tov has passed away. Oy, he felt so terrible. And he thought, what should he do with the letter now? Throw it away, chas v'shalom? A tzaddik gave him this letter. Do you throw away something that a tzaddik gives to you? Of course not. Shh. To go to give it to this person? Who knows about this person? Who knows if he's still alive? The Baal Shem Tov himself was not alive anymore. He had passed away during the 16 years. And he reads the name on the letter. It says, Reb Tzadok, the Parnas Chodesh of Brod. Now, there was in each town a very important person who was like the leader of the town and in charge of tzedakah and in charge of certain things in the town, money things and helping people. This was called the Parnas Chodesh. And the name was Reb Tzadok, the Parnas Chodesh of Brod. Akinalach, Avigdor had lived in Brod for many, many years, and he had never heard the name Reb Tzadok, the Parnas Chodesh. He had not heard ever of a Parnas Chodesh named Reb Tzadok. There were other names, and he knew usually who the Parnas Chodesh was, and they usually had a meeting in shul, and they would choose the Parnas Chodesh. But he never remembered a Reb Tzadok. But anyway, he decided, look, he'll take the letter to the shul and he'll ask people, who is this Reb Tzadok? Who was this Reb Tzadok? At least he'll find out who was it that the Baal Shem Tov wanted to give the letter to. And now Avigdor goes to the shul carrying the letter. And Kenelach, I'm very sorry to say that Avigdor had not been to the shul in a long time. Because when he was a rich man, he had a special place in Mizrach Zayit, on the east side of the shul, where the Rav was, and important people, and the wealthy people. They sat in the front of the shul, in the east side of the shul, and he had a special place over there. But then when he started losing money, he was ashamed to go to shul. He didn't want people to look at him and to say, look, there's a rich man who's becoming poor because he's losing everything. And he didn't even go to shul for a long time. He didn't go to his place. He didn't want to be in the other part of the shul, in the back of the shul where the beggars were, because now he was becoming a beggar. And he sees that there's a big meeting going on in the shul. One of the big meetings that they choose the Parnas Chodesh. Hey, that's interesting. There's a big meeting in the shul. And he goes over to somebody, hey, what's this big meeting that everybody's in the shul? Oh, we just chose the brand new Parnas Chodesh abroad. A brand new person to be in charge of all the special things of the Parnas Chodesh. We just chose a brand new one just now. Oh yeah, what's his name? His name is Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok? He's the brand new Parnas Chodesh abroad? Is he an old person? I never heard of a Reb Tzadok. He must be very old. No, he's actually a very young man. In fact, he's one of the youngest Parnas Chodesh we've ever had abroad. And just now, he was chosen. Victor says to the man, do you remember ever a different Parnas Chodesh abroad by the name of Reb Tzadok? He says, no, I don't think I ever was the Parnas Chodesh by the name of Reb Tzadok. Only this is the first one. Reb Tzadok, the Parnas Chodesh. Well, Kinalach, Avigdor decided, as embarrassing as it might be, he's going to go to this new Parnas Chodesh. He's going to go to the new Parnas Chodesh, and he's going to give him the letter because he wants to do what the Baal Shem Tov told him to do. He does not want to leave the shlichus of a tzaddik not fulfilled. Chas v'shalom. And he goes now over to Reb Tzadok, the new Parnas Chodesh, and he's very embarrassed, and he says, excuse me, you're Reb Tzadok, the new Parnas Chodesh? Yes, Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? My name is Avigdor. I have a letter for you. I'd like to give you an important letter. And Reb Tzadok says, an important letter for me? Oh, thank you very much. And Avigdor gives Reb Tzadok this old, yellow, crinkly letter. Oh, this is an interesting letter, says Reb Tzadok. It looks very old. How long ago was this letter given to you that you should give it to me? It looks pretty old. And who is sending this letter? Well, Avigdor says, I got this letter 16 years ago, and it was given to me by the Baal Shem Tov to give to you. And Avigdor and Reb Tzadok, he couldn't figure out what's going on. What? 16 years ago? Wait a minute. The Baal Shem Tov, he was alive 16 years ago, and since then he's passed away. Oh, this must be some kind of a joke or something. The Baal Shem Tov gave you a letter for me 16 years ago. I was a little boy 16 years ago. This whole thing doesn't make sense. You must be making some kind of a strange joke on me. You shouldn't make a joke about the Baal Shem Tov. And Avigdor says, Reb Tzadok, it's not a joke. Look at the letter and look at the name. And Reb Tzadok looks down on the letter, he looks on the envelope closely, and sure enough it says, for Reb Tzadok, the Parnas Chodesh. He says, it's interesting, that's my name, but this must be still some kind of a joke. Well, Reb Tzadok thought that maybe this man just wrote his name on the letter, and maybe he just took some kind of an old envelope, or he crinkled it himself. I mean, he just didn't know what to think. And he opened up the letter and he started to read the letter. And it says, Dear Reb Tzadok, standing before you is a man named Avigdor. He once was a very wealthy man, but by the time that you read this letter, he will have gone down on his mazel. and he has lost his money, and he's lost his parnasa and his businesses, and now he is unfortunately in a very, very big emergency situation. He's becoming very poor, and he cannot take care of himself and his family, and he will soon have to go and beg in the street. But since you are the Parnas Chodesh, please, I ask of you to help him to get set up, to be able to make a living for his family, and to have money for what he needs. Please, Reb Tzadik, help this man Avigdor. And then the letter continues and it says, if you think that this is not really a letter written by me, the Baal Shem Tov, and sent to you, there are two signs that will show you that this is really a letter that I sent to you. Number one, you will receive this on the same day that you become the Parnas Chodesh. And sure enough, Kinalach Rabbi Tzadik, he sees clearly that this was given to him on the day that he became the Parnas Chodesh. And number two, the Baal Shem Tov continues writing, on this day you will become the father of a baby boy. And Kinalach, as soon as he got done reading that, and he was thinking to himself, yes, his wife is expecting any time, but they did not yet have a baby, but she was due any time to have a baby. All of a sudden, somebody came running into the shul. Mazel tov, Mazel tov, Reb Tzadik. Mazel tov, good news. Your wife just had a baby boy. Mazel tov. And everybody starts saying, Mazel tov, Reb Tzadik. And Kinalach, Reb Tzadik saw that this is a letter sent to him 16 years ago by the Baal Shem Tov with Ruach HaKodesh. And he understood it was to help this man Avigdor in his very, very difficult situation. But he did not say a letter, he did not say a word, but he didn't say a word to Avigdor to tell him what the letter said, because he might feel a little bit bad. So he said to Avigdor, Avigdor, thank you very much for this letter. I really appreciate it. And Avigdor starts to cry, but it's so late. I gave it to you so late, 16 years after I was supposed to. And Reb Tzadik smiles and says, you know what, Avigdor, I think it came exactly on time. There's no problem. I think it came exactly in the right time. Thank you for the letter. And by the way, Avigdor, you look like a man of experience, and you look like a man that has been involved in business, and I think you seem like the man that's smart. Maybe you'll come over this evening and we'll talk about maybe that you should help me out in my new job of Parnas Chodesh and taking care of things, and maybe it'll be a very good thing for me to have you working with me. And Avigdor was very happy. Now when Avigdor heard Reb Tzadik invites him over to help him out, to get a job again, to be able to work again, to make money for his family, he thinks to himself, "Hoy, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy, I'm so lucky for this chance." And all of a sudden he thinks to himself, look what happened over the last 16 years. When I had everything, when I was a big millionaire living in my beautiful home with all my businesses, I never said Baruch Hashem. I thought, where do I get all my money from? I'm a smart man. I make the right deals. And so Kinalach, of course, Avigdor learned his lesson over the years. Now he recognized everything came from Hashem, and he was very thankful to Hashem that he had another chance to be able to get back on his feet and take care of his family in a good way. A long time ago in Eretz Yisrael lived a big tzaddik named Reb Shimon Bar Abba. And he was very, very poor. Very poor means you're hungry and you don't even have enough food or no food. And of course, if you don't have any food, you don't have any furniture in your house. You don't have enough clothes for the kindalach. And things are broken. And you can't fix it because you don't have the money. I mean, people were very, very poor. But even this big tzaddik, Reb Shimon Bar Abba, he was so poor. And we don't understand Hashem's ways that sometimes you could have a regular person who's very, very rich, maybe even a person who's not a tzaddik at all, and then you can have a big, big tzaddik who could be very, very poor. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba did not want to go around in the shul and put out his hand or in the street and ask for money, because that was very embarrassing for him. He said, everything comes from Hashem. I'll wait until Hashem gives me. If Hashem doesn't want to give me, I'll stay poor and hungry. If Hashem wants to give me, he'll figure out a way that he'll be able to give me bread to eat and for my wife and my kindalach. But I don't want to go beg people. I don't want to go ask for people. I'd rather only wait for Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was a big, big tzaddik. And his friends, other tzaddikim, and other talmidei chachamim, and even his students, his talmidim that he taught, they always wanted to figure out a way to help their Rebbe, or help their friend. Not that he should have to ask. You don't have to wait for a person to ask. You figure out a way. How can we help him that he should have food? And they made a meeting in the shul, late at night one time, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was not there. He was in his house. They said, let's figure out a way that he doesn't have to ask, but we know that he needs it, so we'll give him. Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll put together a big basket of food, and even we'll put clothes in there, even in money, and we'll go over to his house when everybody's sleeping, and we'll go to the door, and we'll leave it on the doorstep. Well, we don't want to just leave it overnight. Somebody else might take it. We'll knock on the door, and somebody will come to the door, but of course we'll run away. And as soon as they open the door, they see this big basket of food and things there, and they'll have to just, you know, the family will take it in their house. And because it's right there, and they don't know who gave it to them, so of course, I mean, they'll just take it in their house. And that way, they won't be embarrassed that a person puts money in their hand. And kinalach, this is what they did. And they went to the house, and it was very dark. They said, oh, everybody must be asleep. So it's a perfect time to put this big basket on the doorstep to give food for Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba and his family. And they go over to the door, and they're about to knock on the door, and all of a sudden, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba sticks his head out the window. Oh, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're trying to give me food, huh? No, 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 no. I see what you're doing. No, no. I don't want people to give me food. I'll wait for Hashem. I don't want you to have to give me tzedakah. Don't worry, Hashem will take care of me. Now, kinalach, he was sitting by a table with a little tiny candle, and you couldn't even see there was any light in the house, and he was up learning Torah. Or it could even be that he was learning Torah without a candle at all, but by the light of the moon. How did they have light in those days? They had electric light, or they had candles? They had candles. And what if you have no candles at all? You know what you do? You go, if they were very poor, there was one big tzaddik, the Marasha, who is in the back of the Gemara. He was so poor, he would take his Gemara, and he would go to the window at night, and from the moon, that's the light that he had to learn the Torah. Now, kinalach, the tzaddikim and the talmidei chachamim and the talmidim, they made a meeting. How can we get food to Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba if he's going to find out that we gave it to him? We have to figure out even more of a secret way. Well, one day, one of the tzaddikim named Rabbi Elazar figured out a way to give money to Reb Shem Bar Abba in such a way that Reb Shem Bar Abba kept the money. Now listen to what he did. You ready? One day, Rabbi Elazar was walking in the street, a big street, and most of the people in the street were goyim. It was like a big street, like with a lot of people walking, with stores, with different things in the street, you know. It wasn't the Yiddish neighborhood with houses. It was a big street where people go shopping, and it's mostly goyim. And Rabbi Elazar was walking along, and he turned around to look at something or whatever, and he sees right in back of him, a few feet away, is walking